Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute, like you're trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle? Yeah, me too. It's stressful. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, bombards us with information, and pushes us to be on all the time. No wonder stress and anxiety are running rampant. But here's the cool part. There's a powerful tool we can use to tame this inner chaos mindfulness. It's not some mystical mumbo-jumbo, folks. It's about becoming more aware of our thoughts and feelings in the present moment, without judgment. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your mental hamster wheel. Now, I know what you're thinking. Logan, easier said than done. And you're right, it takes practice. But trust me, it's worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you manage stress and anxiety with mindfulness. First up, recognize your triggers. Ever notice certain situations or thoughts that send your stress levels soaring? Pinpointing those triggers is like having a roadmap of your emotional landscape. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for managing those moments. Maybe it's a crowded place, deadlines looming, or even just scrolling through social media comparing yourself to others. Next, practice deep breathing. I'm not talking about shallow chest breaths here, folks. We're going for deep, diaphragmatic breaths that send a calming signal to your nervous system. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling your belly expand, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times, focusing on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. It sounds simple, but it can be incredibly effective in reducing stress and anxiety in the moment. Mindful movement is another game changer. Think yoga, tai chi, or even just taking a brisk walk in nature. When you move your body with intention, you shift your focus away from anxious thoughts and into the present experience. Plus, exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. Now, cultivate self-compassion. Let's be real, we all mess up sometimes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes or setbacks, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Finally, make mindfulness a habit. Like any skill, it takes practice. Start small, maybe just 5 minutes of mindful breathing each day. As you get more comfortable, gradually increase the duration. You can also incorporate mindfulness into your daily activities, like washing dishes, eating meals, or even taking a shower. Pay attention to the sensations, smells, and sounds around you. Ever had that feeling when you're completely swamped with work, deadlines are looming, and your mind is buzzing like a swarm of bees? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. One time, I was facing a major project deadline, emails were piling up, and my to-do list felt longer than the scroll on Netflix. I felt completely overwhelmed, like I was drowning in a sea of stress. But then I remembered something my mindfulness teacher always said. The only way out is through. So, I took a few deep breaths, stepped away from my desk, and went for a short walk outside. As I focused on the rustling leaves, the chirping birds, and the feeling of the sun on my skin, I started to feel my anxiety melt away. It was like hitting the reset button on my brain. This is what mindfulness can do for you. It helps you regain control in those moments when stress threatens to take over. It's about finding that calm center within yourself and using it as a guide through the chaos. Remember, folks, managing stress and anxiety is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep practicing mindfulness. You've got this. Now go out there and make today a mindful masterpiece. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. I'll leave a review. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay balanced and stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.